I don't know which of the two passages is more meaningful text to it, right? In the gospel, you get the shadow side, the unbelief of the apostles and disciples, right? We had hoped, meaning we no longer hope. We had hoped that he would be the one to redeem Israel. We had hoped he'd be the Messiah. We had hoped, meaning no more. We no longer hope. As opposed to Simon Peter, John, brother, silver, I don't have silver or gold, but what I have, I give to you freely. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Or as the actual scripture says, rise, walk. Powerful verses, right? The first Sunday Mass was celebrated with unbelievers, disappointed disciples. First major healing after the resurrection of Jesus was on a beggar in temple steps. It's awesome how God comes to us, sort of how and wherever we are. Peter and John were just going out into the temple area to do what they had always done, what they planned to do for a while they stayed in Jerusalem. And there the Lord gave them the occasion to show mercy to a poor man. And maybe Peter had, the day before, had some gold or silver or copper coins or whatever. They had spent it on bread for the evening and there was no more. So even if he had given it to the man, somebody would have gone without. This is early in the Christian community, before they began to share everything in common. Whereas Cleopas and his companion, they're going home. They're the first to arrive at what will happen to Simon Peter and the 12, right? I'm going fishing. Look, this didn't work out. I'm going back to my old life. These two guys are going to town over. And the best part is, both the 12 going fishing and the two going to Emmaus had heard that the Lord was risen. And yet, they struggled. But it was in the breaking of the bread that he was made known to them. So, I guess, if you want to wrap all this together, there's a certain element of never give up, listen, be faithful. As if that hadn't been the message from God to the people of Israel for their entire existence. Be patient, be faithful, and the Lord will come. And it's hard because it's easier to go back to the way that we were. It's more familiar. But some of this stuff, once you see it, once you hear it, there's no authentic going back. There's no going back for Simon Peter just to be a fisher. Even if he does, he's always going to be a fisherman haunted by Jesus. Even if you go back to the person you were, you become that person haunted by Jesus. Because once the hound of heaven has got hold of you, he never lets go.